This is survivor Annie Walker. She reported an assault to the Sacramento Sheriff's Department 2.5 years ago.
You know what to do if the power goes out. You know, you have your backup generator, or you have things ready because it's something you've experienced before. I mean, most people don't walk around in life expecting this to happen. So you don't really know what to do.
So we're laying out some of the basics here and digging into definitions that survivors told us were overwhelming when they were in the midst of it. We also worked with law enforcement and sexual assault advocates to create a full guide to reporting this crime. You can find it at capradio.org/after. Let's start first with step one for those who choose to report: contacting law enforcement. You can start this process a few different ways. If you're in immediate danger, you should call 911. If you're in a safe place, you can call the police non-emergency line, or you can call your local rape crisis center. The staff there can talk you through your options, including how to make a report. If you're injured, you should go to a hospital or another medical facility, and they can help connect you to the police after you've been treated. Once you decide to report, you will eventually sit down with a police officer.